This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
The macroeconomic word of the day today is bellwether. The good people at Merriam-Webster define it as an indicator of trends, which is right up our alley, trying as we do on this program to spot trends in this economy. Anyway, the economic bellwethers we've got in mind today are banks. The big ones, J.P. Morgan, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, and PNC, which are going to report earnings tomorrow, details of which are going to be combed over even more minutely than usual, given the failure last month of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature, and the overall banking unease right now. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman gets us going today.
As we begin to dissect earnings reports tomorrow, the first big question will be, after the unexpected bank failures of March, can we expect more trouble? CFRA research analyst Ken Leon says, for the mega banks, there's not too much to worry about.
We're going to see stable financial results in line or better than expected.
He says these banks have actually fattened up as depositors pulled their money out of smaller banks following last month's bank runs. And, says Matt Colyar at Moody's Analytics, they face less financial risk than their smaller peers.
Bigger banks are lending to your larger corporations and have a little bit more confidence there. They've also been under tighter regulatory scrutiny, so they're more confident in their balance sheets.
So what about the mid-sized and smaller banks? They now face more regulatory scrutiny, possibly higher interest rates, and uncertainty. Quincy Crosby at LPL Financial says they're definitely getting more cautious.
The biggest concern for the economy right now is whether or not the, I want to say crisis, but let's call it the stress in the banking sector has led to a material slowdown in lending to small businesses and consumers.
Back to the question we started with, can we expect more bank runs and federal bailouts?
So if I knew that answer, you'd be talking to me from like an island in the Caribbean.
Economist Gerald Cohen was actually in his office at the Keenan Institute at UNC Chapel Hill today, where he said no one can know for sure whether more bank failures are on the horizon, but
I'm cautiously optimistic that this is not going to turn into the global financial crisis.
Because federal regulators guaranteed all deposits and provided liquidity, he says, and because businesses and households are in pretty decent shape financially. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.